Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Welcome back to another episode of Self-Care and Chill with Molly, everybody's favorite relationship podcast. And then that's the intro. Like, there is no intro of tooting the horns and stuff like that. I'm in a season of just letting the podcast speak for themselves. A little recap. Let's just get into my recap because it's something I've been working on that I literally have been forgetting to bring up on a recap. It's just a lot of shit that, like, my fiance brought up the other day, like, hey, have you told your subscribers on your podcast what's been going on? And so I'm like, damn, I did not tell them that. So like you guys know, a couple months ago, we moved into a house and downstairs in the basement, like, it's his man cave. But inside his man cave is a whole extra room that would just be used as, I don't know, a guest room maybe. I'm not sure. But I've been on my DIY turning it into a podcast studio so that I could record live videos. If anybody knows me, they know that, like, back in the day, I feel like due to lack of resources and money, I used to be so good at DIY. Like, I used to be so good at shit like this. And for whatever reason, it's like, I will see the TikTok girls do something themselves, and I'm like, oh, I could do that. That's so easy. Child, this is funny. I got an app on my phone called TaskRabbit. Because that's what I'm about to use. Because that's what I used when I moved in here. I paid somebody to put all the bids together. Like, you could pay somebody to literally do anything. And I'm about to pay somebody to hang these goddamn curtains up in here. I thought that my DIY bone was kicking in. Sometimes it's like, it kick in and then it just, like, turns off. I don't know what be going on. But so far, the podcast room, it looks wonderful. I laid floors down. That was pretty easy. I'm trying to give it, like, some type of curtain look, but I don't know, y'all. But that's something I wanted to bring up. That's something I'm really excited about and really proud of, so that we could have at least a few episodes out the month where you guys could visually see me on YouTube or something like that. So hopefully it all comes together soon. What else has been going on? I had an Indianapolis show this week. If you're listening, we got a Boston show. We have New Orleans show coming up. I'm going to be in New York. We got Houston. We have St. Louis. And there will be a Philly show, you guys. You just got to stay up to date. Keep looking on my Instagram. Keep getting a link in my bio. Those are some shows that I have coming up. I will leave the link in the information section for you to buy some tickets. I had an Indianapolis show, and I woke up not feeling good. I woke up, and my head was thumping so bad. I was afraid that I was getting COVID again. So if you guys know, y'all know that when I wanted to go to the Woman Evolve event, that my PCR test had came back positive. And I've been having headaches for a while. Like, I feel like I've been having headaches on and off since I had COVID. Because I didn't wake up, like, people were saying, I hope you feel better. I wasn't waking up sneezing and coughing. That COVID headache is a different kind of headache. So when I woke up having a headache, I said, I felt a little tingle in my throat. Don't you know when you feel one symptom, you start thinking that you feel other ones? And me being as paranoid as I am, I said, I might be sick or on the verge of getting sick. I ain't trying to get nobody else sick because I know people were saying, well, I'm bringing my mama, I'm bringing my grandma. I ain't trying to get no old folks sick. I got to prioritize my health and other people's. Especially feeling like that and getting on that plane. Like, I feel like planes always just, like, make you not feel that good anyway. So I'm so sorry to the people in Indianapolis, and it will be a makeup date. We just got to work with the venue to try to figure out when the makeup date will be. Another thing is, it was really interesting, like, finding poets for the Indianapolis show, because y'all don't really have a big poetry crowd there. They were surprised that even over 100 people was coming in the first place. Because they probably figured, damn, where the hell are these 100 people even come from? We ain't even know they like poetry. But A lot of y'all weren't even from Indianapolis. Y'all were driving from places that was close by. So that's that. One more thing that has been going on with me that I'm going to tell y'all. And don't y'all run to Instagram and be in my comments or making posts about me. Just take this secret and just keep it to yourself, okay? Because when I tell you this, everything is going to make sense. But don't y'all asses go on social media and stuff like that acting how freaking my mother-in-law act when I told her a secret before and goes on freaking Facebook and tell everybody. I am 6 months pregnant. A freaking again. I'm pregnant again. How did I even let this happen? But I don't know. Clearly, me and my fiance is in here on all vibes. I am going to be out here with two under two and a freaking 10-year-old. When I say life comes at you fast, life comes at you fast, okay? And I wanted to wait and tell people, like, as far as my followers, but I'm like, you know what? Me and y'all, we talk every Sunday, so we got a different type of intimate relationship than the people on Instagram. I told y'all this before, last time I told y'all I was pregnant. I told y'all first because y'all really tune in and we have conversations and we listen to each other. Like, you see what I'm saying? Every Sunday, I'm not posting this on Instagram just for the newsy people. But as far as, like, the shows and not feeling well, yeah, this is so that people could understand what's going on, show me a little grace. And I wanted to pop out at the shows. Every show I've been popping out. So, like, everybody that was at the New York show, they know I'm pregnant. And that's how I wanted to do it. I wanted to surprise people in every city and just pop out with my big old belly and stuff like that. But I guess y'all still will be excited to see me either way. But that's that. That's something that I've been holding in clearly 6.5 months. I've been holding on to that for a minute. I'm on here doing recaps every week for y'all asses. And I'm holding in some juicy ass information like that. Yes, yes, yes. But the shop is closed down and this will be, God willing, I don't want to have any more babies. It's three kids in here now and a dog. Just pray for me. To go so long with just one kid that's 8 years old, to go from one to some is crazy. That's literally insane. To go from one to some, pray for me. Because I need it. Like, some days, I don't know if I'm coming or going. Like, some days I'm, like, so overstimulated. Like, yesterday I seen a meme that says, when you and your baby been in the house all day and y'all waiting for somebody else to come home. Because I literally was feeling that way because her dad was about to get off work. And I'm like, damn, if some women who feel like this and ain't nobody coming home because they're a single mom child, I was about to cry. Because that's how I was with my son, in the house all day, a single mom, ain't nobody coming. I'm going to my grandma's house. I need some help. I need some sleep. I'll be in here about to cry over any little thing, super emotional, wanting my fiance to be in my skin, wanting to be loved on. I just need the love. So that's what's been going on in my festive life. And yeah, so today's topic, do I got anything else to say? Oh no, I don't think I have anything else to say. Today's topic is allowing yourself to be angry, allowing yourself to feel how you feel, and allowing yourself to be selfish and put yourself first. The other day when I had to cancel the Indianapolis show, I literally was considering still going despite how I was feeling. Despite my head thumping and everything, I kept thinking about how many people I'm going to disappoint, how many people I'm going to make sad. I'm not even thinking like, girl, they don't want to be around your ass if you're sick. The fuck? I'm literally constantly, and I do this shit with a lot of stuff. I'm constantly thinking about not wanting to let people down, not wanting to hurt somebody's feelings, not wanting to do. And then by me not going and me, I spent the whole day sleep. Like, I was going to sleep on and off. My kids weren't here because I was supposed to be on a flight. So I spent the whole day sleeping. I felt so much better because, of course, like, it's a million reasons of why I'm not getting proper sleep. But it's so many instances where I'm considering how other people may feel and not how I may feel. It's so many instances where we're going through this life and we considering everybody else. And then we got the nerve to say, nobody be thinking of me. Nobody consider me. Everybody giving me the short end of the stick. Nobody appreciates me. Nobody values me. I don't even value me in moments. Like, I don't even consider me in moments. I don't even put me first. I'm literally out here teaching other people how to do the same. And I'm showing them that I can go long periods of time with my needs not met. And that's not fair. You should not feel guilty about expressing your needs or choosing yourself or saying, I can't do it. Or no, I don't have it in me today. I don't feel like listening to your problems. I just want to go to sleep. I don't want to do shit. I'm going to take myself out to eat. I'm going to go without y'all. You should not feel guilty about doing something that is going to feel good to you. Because when I tell you, I felt good sleeping. I felt like, damn, I can't believe that I was going to not do this. And I was going to push through it and just feel awful. I can't believe that I was willing to freaking push through feeling like a piece of shit. God damn. My performance probably wouldn't even have been that good because I wasn't even able to show up as 100% myself, as 100% in a good mood of like how I normally perform. So this message is for anybody who is accustomed with just getting that short end of the stick. You deserve other things besides that. You deserve more than crumbs. You deserve more than last place. You deserve more than freaking, listen, everything that you've been giving yourself by thinking it's okay to short yourself. And it's so crazy because when you've been accustomed to just being last, like, why am I feeling so selfish about this? I've been putting everybody else first for so long. Why do I feel guilty about just doing this for me one time? Because a lot of us who've never even done it, we don't even know how to keep the momentum of continuing to choose ourselves. So sometimes we'll do something selfish and we'll choose ourselves and then never choose ourselves again. A lot of us don't even know how to keep the momentum going of, you know what? Every week I'm going to make sure I do something for myself. That's why I'm dropping this podcast early today, because I'm going to make sure today I go do something for myself. Didn't do anything for myself all weekend. Today, I need a little me time with me. Like, I want to do something for me. Not really sure what that looks like, but I know I'm getting out this goddamn house. Also, utilize your village. If you need a babysitter, ask somebody. Ask your grandma. Because that's another reason why we don't do things for ourselves, because we don't want to burden other people. I'm not going to ask my grandma. I don't want to ask nobody last minute. I don't want to burden them. I'm in here going crazy. My grandma will be fine watching my baby. She don't ever watch the goddamn baby anyway. And she should be grateful seeing her granddaughter. Don't you miss your granddaughter? I will call somebody in the quickness and say, don't you miss your granddaughter? Damn. But that's me. That's me a lot of times where I'm feeling like people don't prioritize me. People don't value me. And I'm spreading myself thin for everybody else. But I'm allowing that to happen. I'm not speaking up sometimes. I'm prioritizing everybody else's happiness over mine. I mean, it's easy to do it when you got kids and stuff like that. You want your kids to be happy. But to the grown-ass people in your life that can do shit for themselves and they don't, or the grown-ass people in your life that can reciprocate and they don't, that can show you gratitude or appreciation and they don't, they can go without. They can get the short end of the stick this week. God damn, I'm not cooking because I don't feel like it. Shit. Did I cook this week? Probably not. If we being honest, I probably didn't cook. Do I feel bad? No, it didn't even cross my mind until I just said to y'all asses. Did I cook any time this week? I think I cooked curry one time. Curry with salmon with shrimp. It's probably the only thing I cooked. I've been making sure I make chicken salad on Mondays so that they can eat that if they get a little hungry in the house. That's been the best thing I did, keeping some chicken salad in the house. Do I feel bad? Absolutely not. Do people feel bad for me? When I'm out here lacking, when I'm out here getting less than, do anybody walk around here like they feel so sorry for Maui? No, absolutely not. Nobody walking around here looking like they feel bad for me. Nobody calls this phone and asks me, do I need anything? You need anything? can I bring you some food? Everybody know I'm pregnant. Do anybody offer to take me out to eat? Bring me some food? Hell to the no. So with that being said, I come first, me first, you last. That's it. You'll get over it. I had to get over it. Shit, go across the same bridge I had to go over when I had to build a bridge and get over it. You use the same bridge I had to use. Okay? You ain't about to make me feel bad. You don't realize how short-tempered you are, how easily irritated you are, how people get in on your nerves because you overstimulated. You not appreciated. You're not getting no needs met. You feel no intimacy in your life. You feel no day-to-day satisfaction. You walking around here with an attitude and can't figure out why. That's a part of it. Because when I tell you, people be getting on my goddamn nerves. People get on my nerves fast as hell. Shit. I know why. I'm irritated. Come on, don't ask me nothing like that. I'm irritable. I'm not feeling appreciated enough. I'm not feeling seen enough. I'm not feeling valued enough. And even if my partner is giving me that, I can't rely on my partner for just all of that shit. Because they only could do what they could do. Because they got to do some shit for themselves too. With so many people that's in your life, I shouldn't have to rely on this just getting all these needs met from this one person. And some days when he come from home from work, he need to step up to the plate too. So if you're in a relationship also, and you be feeling guilty about bringing stuff up because they worked all day, am I not allowed to feel anything because you work all day or because you pay bills? That's not fair to me. I appreciate you. I value you. I appreciate what you do for our family. I still feel how I feel. And I should not feel guilty about feeling that way. I'm telling y'all, it's so many things that's probably like rooted from childhood. And I think I had a conversation about this with somebody. That growing up with a single mom, and even though this wasn't my problem, like a lot of times I made this my problem. Like when watching my mom like struggle to like get school clothes for us on the first day of school. And sometimes like with me being the oldest and my two siblings being the youngest, sometimes like I might have to wait to the next paycheck for my new sneakers or something like that. Or I might have to wait for my uniforms. I just really got accustomed to like.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I don't want to add any extra burden to my mom's plate. Like, I don't want to, like, she's already going through a lot. She already has to do so much by herself. Like, I don't want to feel like a burden. I probably never, ever made my mom feel like that. She probably just felt like a mom. This is my responsibility. This is what I'm supposed to do. My mom probably never looked at anything that I asked for did as a burden, or I wish I didn't have kids, or she asked for too much stuff. But that thought process translated into a lot of my life of looking at what other people are going through all the time and feeling like, you know, I shouldn't express my needs. Because my mom's still going to come in the house and tell me to freaking thaw the chicken out, clean the freaking kitchen, clean my goddamn room. Her needs is getting met from her kids. She's expressing what she wants. And I'm over here worried about not telling her that I want some new sneakers for the first day of school. So with that being said, I know now as an adult, nobody else is not biting their tongue to consider my needs. So whether or not I can meet them is for me to determine, but I'm gonna still put it out there. Whether or not people can meet your needs is for them to determine, but you can still put it out there. And thinking about that and just knowing that that's something that I did as a child, or even if you did anything similar, I realized now that so many times in my life, like I just consider like everything that everybody is going through, and on their end the shit might not even be that deep to them. for me to even be considering it the way I'm considering it or internalizing it how I am, it may not even be that deep to them. But I think that that is what got me comfortable and adjusted to getting the short end of the stick. This is fine. I would like a little bit more, but if this is all you have, that's okay. I'll just take this. It's okay. I don't want to stress you out. Like, what? I'm really in my season of, like, being super vocal about what it is that I need. Working on my delivery, especially, like, when it comes to my partner. Like, I want to make sure that when I'm delivering it with clarity. I don't ever want to deliver something that's like, I don't know what I'm talking about, or I'm just always mad about something, or I don't know what I need. So I always want to make sure that my delivery is also met with clarity. And then he has to meet me with comprehension. Okay. Because a lot of the times I'm saying to him, do you understand what I'm talking about? Like, do you get where I'm coming from? Because you can't just sit here and say, okay, I get it. No. Do you really? Because if I don't see a change in behavior or actions, then clearly you didn't understand me. And you sat here in my face talking about you did. So yeah, don't feel guilty about that. Don't feel guilty about asking for what you need. Don't feel guilty about wanting your needs met or wanting to feel some type of love, consideration, appreciation, intimacy, any of those things. A lot of the times we don't realize how much we need intimacy in our relationship outside of just physical. And we're trying to like put our finger on exactly what is missing. And sometimes it might just be a little bit more affection. Maybe you want to be held a little bit more and touched on a little bit more throughout the day. Maybe you want to lay on somebody's chest and just have a good conversation. Like, especially with the fact that there's so many distractions in this world. Everybody on their phone. Everybody scrolling. Everybody doing work. Everybody watching TV. Let's just lay here and have a good conversation. Like, can I get your undivided attention? Can I listen to the sound? When is the last time if you in a relationship that you laid on your partner's chest and just listened to their heartbeat? We lay here, we ain't doing shit. We just getting a little skin to skin. A little quality time. People don't realize that those small things build stronger intimacy in other areas. You coming over to her work desk, asking her, what you working on? Can I help you? You going to the market with her. Everybody's just so disconnected. And I just feel like, for me, that just don't work for me. Not in my friendships, not in relationships, because I feel shit too deeply. Like, and it ain't going to do nothing but irritate me. And I promise you, the more that you try to avoid it or act like it don't exist, the voice will continue to get louder and louder of how much you need it. I feel things very, very deeply. And I just need that. I need the depth. Like, when it comes to intimacy, I need the shit to be deep. Like, I feel things deeply. I need to feel it deeply. Like, I need conversations of substance. I need undivided attention. I need physical touch. Like, I need connection. And not surface level. Not, oh, how was your day? Oh, nothing. Like, I need more than that. Explain to your friends what you need. Explain to your partner what you need. If you're dating somebody and it's not giving what you thought it would give, like, if you want to explain it to them, cool, but at least you see it early in the beginning that that's what it's going to be. Unapologetically express these things. Do not feel guilty. Do not feel bad. I'm not being disrespectful. I'm not being rude. I'm not belittling you. So why would I feel guilty about expressing my needs if I'm not doing any of those things? Girl, I'm not doing any of those things and I would be walking around here feeling bad because I told somebody what I need or my expectations or my standards. Why the fuck why am I uncomfortable expressing my standards? Girl, if the shit ain't working, the shit ain't working. If you ain't feeling it, you ain't feeling it. If they love you, they'll correct it. That's just what it is. I really just couldn't. Like, I just couldn't. I don't want to start. I don't want to argue. I don't want to offend you. I don't want you to think that I'm trying to fight. Girl, I'm just going to get it off my chest now. Take the information. Do with it what you will. I don't see a change. Then I'm moving accordingly. Friendships, relationships, partnerships, business people, everybody. Business people too. Friends too. I done cut off a bunch of friends. That's a story for another day, because I really want to tell this story about how I stopped fucking with somebody so bad. And it's really been heavy on my heart, especially with so many people in the comments talking about shows that didn't happen. I really want to tell y'all something, but I'm going to wait until another day to do a little story time and tell y'all this ghetto stuff that happened, because y'all mouth would drop on the goddamn floor. But yeah, don't be ashamed or afraid to express it to anybody. Work on that. If that's something that you want to work on today, work, write in your notebook all the things that freaking you need or needs that are not being met right now, or in areas in your life that you're not satisfied. Focus on what you can do to fix it yourself and what is required, what is required to have a group effort, because it's more than one person involved, because this is a friendship, this is a relationship. Where am I not met in my life? How can I fix this for myself? Like today, I'm going to take myself out to eat today. I'm going to the mall today. These are things I can do on my own. I'm going to enjoy some alone time by myself. But then there's other things where, like, more love and affection. I gotta talk to my partner about this. Like, I want to hang out with me now that I'm pregnant. Like, I see my friends, they going out and nobody's inviting me. Listen, I replied to one of my girlfriend's posts the other day, because I seen she was out at a party with one of my other friends. And I said, oh, y'all dirty. I would like to be invited. Yes, I'm not going to go. Absolutely, I'm going to say no. I'm going to stand y'all up. I would still like an invitation to be extended to me. Thank you very much. I appreciate you. God damn. Y'all just be, I don't even drink anyway, so it ain't like my pregnancy is any different than my life. I don't drink. So what y'all going to say? Well, I thought you ain't want to go because you're pregnant. Girl, I don't even drink on a regular day. The only thing that changes is I'm big. I would like to be invited. Thank you very much. So express it and don't feel guilty. That's the message for today. Short and sweet message. Self-care Sunday. I hope you choose yourself. I hope you continue to choose yourself. I hope you realize that choosing yourself, this is not a straight, clear path. There's twists and turns. And some days we're going to relapse. Some days we're going to fall short. Some days it ain't going to be how they be. It ain't going to look like an Instagram post. It ain't going to look like one of them self-care pages. It ain't going to be all clear cut like that. Some days I accidentally curse somebody out. Damn. God damn. They got cursed out. Some days it's going to be what it's going to be. But we learning, we growing, we evolving, and we trying. And the biggest part is that we are trying. Baby steps are still progress. It might not be the biggest step in the world, but God, listen to me. I'm trying. And I'm doing my best. So I hope that you enjoy your self-care Sunday. Like I said, if your needs are not met in certain areas, write it down. What can you do for yourself, and what other areas require? What other areas a group project? Working on your delivery, working on that clarity, working on that conversation and how we communicate and making sure they could comprehend it. And I'm giving you grace if you don't really understand, because I know that you have not been required to show up for me in this way. So I'm going to give you grace. You ain't got all the time in the world to figure it out, but I can give you a little bit of grace, because I'm asking you to do something that I've never required you to do before. So this may be new for you. And I'm kind of particular too, so I might not even like the way you're doing it. So yeah, we're going to work on this a little bit. But yes, enjoy your self-care Sunday. Don't let nobody mess it up. And I love you, okay? I love you. And don't y'all say shit if the damn podcast, I sound out of breath, because you know babies, they be starting to push up on your lungs. And just ignore me if I sound like I'm 500 pounds sometimes, okay? Thank you very much.